Kia ora team, and welcome to the latest All Things PE podcast. Sit back and enjoy these short and sharp discussions around physical education with people who hold the subject close to their hearts. Hi team, Lockie here, and welcome to this episode of All Things PE. So today we're going to be talking to Jeremy Dixon, who's a parent, but he's also a friend of mine and former arch nemesis on the track. But that's a story for another day. Today I'll be talking to Jeremy about his thoughts on what he knows about PE in schools and to get his ideas on how PE impacts his child's life in both outside the school environment and inside the school environment. So, Jeremy, thanks for joining me, mate. And I'll pass it over to you. And if you give us a little bit of an introduction about who you are and where you're from, and we'll go from there.
Sounds good. Thanks, Lockie. It's nice to see you. Yeah, we've certainly known each other for quite some time. I think going back to our mid-teens when we used to have those luscious long locks that we can only dream about now. So certainly a while ago. But yeah, look, originally from Dunedin, New Zealand as well. But these days live in a place called Warrnambool, which is a bit of a mouthful, but that's in Victoria, Australia, sort of southwest Victoria at the end of the Great Ocean Road. And it's about 35,000 people. So also reminds me of Dunedin. So lots of agriculture and dairy and things here, which is great. And a bit of a plug for the city. It was the most livable city in Australia in 2019. So we're in a pretty good spot. I sort of found myself here. I married an Australian, which I, growing up in New Zealand with thick Kiwi blood, never thought I'd quite do, but it ended up that way. And we have a couple of kids, Isaac 9 and Isla 11. So living here, enjoying life down here. And look, I'm a bit of an athletics tragic. You've alluded to some past days there, but I'm still pretty involved. Coach jumps and sprints, and still where the body allows me, try to compete in the odd event as a master's athlete as well, which is a bit of fun. But look, overall sort of physical education and fitness is pretty close to my heart, so really excited to be here.
Awesome, buddy. You know, it's great. Like I say, we're mates on the old Facebook, and it's quite cool seeing you getting out there and being competitive and also with the coaching side of things as well. It's really cool. So very motivational. I look forward to getting back to New Zealand and actually doing some master stuff there as well, but that can wait till mid-22 when we head back for good. But that's super cool, bro. So I'll get into this first question, and it really is, as a parent, what are your thoughts on the importance of PE in schools, and what do you know about the setup or the structure of physical education in your kid's school? Now, just remembering that, you know, not all schools are the same and there's different ways of doing things. So just interested in seeing your point of things there.
Yeah, no, look, it's an interesting question, and I had to have a little bit of a think around that, I'll start with the second part of the question around the child's school and Isla and Isaac's school. They basically have quite a structured program, actually. So they have a couple of days a week where they wear their PE uniform and follow a program of, I suppose, sporting engagement through that. And so speaking to my daughter actually this morning just to see what the latest was, they're currently doing golf. So that's pretty cool through the primary school, not something I had back in the day. Being a larger school in our region, they also have a number of additional programs and tryouts and sport teams, so because they have enough kids to participate in those. And so they're involved with, you know, local athletics and swimming carnivals and things, and the kids progress to regionals and states. We came from a smaller school actually in Melbourne before we moved down here, and they didn't have a very structured program. So it was quite piecemeal, and because of the size of the school and resources and those sorts of things, they struggled to have something. So you're quite right, different schools have different access points to that. But look, in terms of the first part of the question around the importance, I just think it's absolutely critical. I think, you know, we're all pretty well aware, I suppose, in the research shows that relationship between mental health and physical health and well-being, a really structured, considered PE program can really support overall child development, and particularly in the social space as well. And that's probably where I've seen maybe the biggest growth. And, you know, just a quick example, my daughter tried out at the local school swimming carnival, which she's done a little bit of swimming, but has never really tried out or done anything too significant in that space. And she ended up fourth fastest in the 50 meter freestyle, which was pretty cool. So she made the relay team and they went on to divisions, which they won, and then regionals, which they won by 1 second. So a nice little close race there, and off to states. And that's all great, but the best thing is that she spent some time with some new kids outside of her existing peer network by trying something new, and the travel and that camaraderie. And look, I've seen a real change in her confidence, the increased friendship network, and also sparked a bit of a desire just to get a bit more back involved with swimming again. So that social sort of interaction helped motivate her to get back a bit more into the physical side of things and to participate a bit more. So, look, that wouldn't have happened without the school PE program. And so it's been really good. So that's our most recent experience. And even with my younger son as part of his program, they're currently, also asked him this morning what he was up to, and they're creating games. They're actually a little bit younger, but they're creating new games, and there's all the play aspects of that and creativity. So so that's what I know about it, and I certainly think very, very important.
That's awesome, mate. No, and it's really cool. Obviously you're having those conversations with the kids, and they're able to explain what's going on and give you that feedback as well. And I love how you've made that connection to just that sort of social side of things. And it's not all about who can throw the ball the farthest, or it's not all about who can kick the ball the hardest or get it in the back of the net. There's those really important sort of aspects of that social interaction and the communication aspect and understanding, what it's like to work in that team environment, which is fantastic. And it's I think a lot of the older generation of parents sort of tend to think that when we were at school, I can't really even remember that having those team talks and having those discussions. It was about just maybe bouncing a ball and getting it around the cones. There was no real sort of connection to anything other than the skill itself. So it's great.
Yeah, it was sort of I recall growing up and just hearing from others as well. It was like the bolt-on. It was just sort of we do the PE program off in the corner and we'll just go through the motions. But I think the application and the significance of it is really important.
Yeah, it's fantastic, mate. Well, before we're on to question two, and are you able to tell us about how your child can connect, the skills developed in PE to the wider community, and how being able to do this contributes to their life skills in real world situations?
Yeah, look, and I think we've probably we just started to even talk about that just with the previous question, but I think it's PE provides an environment where children can develop a number of skills in a fun and engaging way that complement other learning activities and life skills. So in the classroom is quite sedentary and structured, whereabouts in the sporting environment or in the PE environment it's dynamic, and it's in a more whole of body experience. You're moving, you're doing all sorts of different things in different environments, and so depending on the nature of the activity, there's a heap of skills, and we've again touched on a few of them around that teamwork and problem solving. I think the playing creativeness is really important as well, creating that space. Thinking about this as well, and even thinking my own upbringing, that sort of stress management under fatigue. So when you're running around in physical activity, you get tired, and that can create a space to learn and understand how you work. So your self-awareness. So when I'm under fatigue, or how do I make decisions when I'm tired? And what sort of things can I learn from those situations? And so there's all those sorts of things that come into it as well. A big one for me as well was around that relationship between effort and outcome. So you get out what you put in, and that's like any aspect of life. I think it certainly shows that in the PE environment. And something probably that's even more cognizant of society today is around that inclusion and diversity. So understand the strengths and the capabilities of different people and how how you can, you know, identify strengths and position people if we're playing a game-based environment to get the best out of them and support them, and but working together as a collective unit, understand those strengths and weaknesses in whatever the gameplay might be. So I think there's some great stuff there. So, you know, all those things I think contribute to the individual child's skills, but then also provides an entry point into work environments and to post-school environments where, you know, they can, I suppose, stay within clubs and sporting arenas outside of work and school, which we know are often the lifeblood of our community. So, you know, they create a sense of connection and volunteering, participation, sense of purpose, and that's really critical. And living in a small regional town where I am now as well is you know, that's one of the lifebloods of the community, is people, you know, being involved in that. And so I think, you know, those things are really important, as well as obviously just that physical activity, just the overall holistic societal health and well-being outcomes, which are really, really important. So I think there's some real transferable skills that apply across the board. I just think it's really critical that we have strong PE programs in our schools.
And is that something that, you know, do you have those discussions with the kids about, you know, how they can make those connections? And, you know, well, you've talked about inclusiveness, and which is a huge, huge sort of thing at the moment, and it's certainly a focus at our school. You know, do you have those discussions about, well, you know, how can you make those connections too, and what are you going to do with it, and how are you going to take it further with the kids? Or is it sort of a...
Look, it's a really good question. I think I found myself subconsciously doing it. Obviously, working in a coach, you know, being a coach and being in that environment, you know, we want to, you know, upskill and you know, impart as much wisdom as we can on our kids as possible. And there's different ways of doing that. And I think, you know, having examples across sport, across your learning, from your curriculum perspective, in terms of whether, you know, your standard maths, English, and all the other sort of subjects, but having some different entry points to show the examples of some of those transferable skills, I think is really, really important. And so you can create and paint a bit more of a life picture for your kids, and sometimes they'll respond through a sporting entry point or a sporting lens. Sometimes they might respond through just, you know, maybe a value-based or moral-based sort of discussion, or some other discussion you might have. So, no, look, I think it's certainly an important toolbox for parents to be able to, you know, create those connections.
Awesome, mate. I love that the toolbox connection, you know, it's great. It's a really cool way of looking at it. This last question, it's a bit of a tricky one. As a parent, is there anything that you feel that physical education is missing in schools? Is there something that you think should be taught more? For example, with what's happening in the world today with COVID-19, could there be more talk about how they can understand their own social, emotional, and physical wellness, and what to do if one of these areas isn't doing so well?
Yeah, it's a pretty big question. It's look, I can only obviously talk from my experiences and viewpoint. I mean, we're lucky we live in Australia. Australia's got a pretty strong sporting framework, look, as we know, and things. But look, I think it's improving, like the focus of physical education more broadly, just with greater awareness, education, just that research aspect, I suppose. But it's not always given the appropriate resources or priority, I think. I think we need to continue to keep focusing on keeping the PE program a priority, and it's not the second tier program. It's equally as valid and actually a bit of an enabler for all the other programs, you know, a bit of the stress release and obviously all the impact it does physically to make you well across the board. So, you know, it can often land as a missed opportunity sometimes. So, but look, I do understand the limitations, constraints for many schools and many teachers and many programs, and that, you know, many of the PE teachers are often having to be generalists and cross over a number of different disciplines. And so from my view, and just thinking where I am, you know, some of the schools could do well by engaging with their local clubs and other sporting organisations to bring in, I suppose, more coaching support and technical competencies, which are one, going to help the teacher, but it's also going to set the kids up for success as well, because they're getting taught the proper skills so that they can actually play, you know, the game, or if it is a game or a sport, effectively, and then therefore increase enjoyment and outcomes and set them up for long-term success. So I think there is a real opportunity there. And look, COVID, wow, that's been really interesting. And again, we've themed that social aspect a little bit through this conversation already. But, the kids I coached during lockdown, they were really struggling. The fact that we couldn't be present, we couldn't do things. And so we did some online sessions, and that was a bit of a learning curve for me as well, getting in front of the camera and trying to do the sessions with them. Would have been the catalyst for me getting back into athletics, actually, because I was actually having to do some training with them. And we had really good attendance at that. And it wasn't just the physical activity. It was just that they were re-engaging again with some others outside of their household or where they could actually move around. So it was really good that they saw that. And so we did that. And when it was released and when we could actually catch up again, there were restrictions, and we just had huge numbers wanting to come along, and we had to turn people away. And it was primarily, they were just screaming for that social interaction, that sense of community. So look, if I was to summarise the answer, and it's a bit convoluted, I suppose, I've talked through a couple of things there, but I think just keeping it top of mind so I can be leveraged as much as possible, with all the research pointing to the positive outcomes. And acknowledgement of what you're doing, Lockie, in terms of, you know, this podcast and just bringing it top of mind. I think we've got to keep talking about it, and we've got to keep educating and getting people involved in the space, because I think the long-term benefits are really significant. And so I just really commend you on what you're doing here as well.
Hey, mate, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us and to share your ideas on PE. And like you say, parents are a pretty important part of what we do in regards to, you know, keeping that ball rolling and having those discussions about the importance of PE. And I get it, not all kids are into PE, but as long as they can make those connections to outside of PE and you know, you've got that teamwork and those things that we've talked about throughout the podcast. But, you know, you're doing a fantastic job with your two little ones in regards to having those discussions and talking about it. And obviously we're spreading the word here. So thank you so much for taking the time to have those conversations, and keep up the great work as on the old parent side of things there.
It's been a pleasure, mate.
Thanks for listening to the latest podcast, team. If you've enjoyed it and would like to be a guest, please feel free to message me on Twitter at all_thingspe.